Hi guys, and welcome back to another episode of Open Conversations. I'm your host, Joseph. So on today's episode, I talked to a former guest from season one. I talked to Ifya, and on today's episode, we actually talked about her getting married recently. So last year, we actually talked about her being in a relationship in our discussion. And now, fast forward, now she's officially married. So she is officially off the market in the marriage zone. So on today's episode, we decided to just talk about how she got married. What was it like actually going from dating to being exclusive and then eventually getting hitched? So we talk about the traditional way of, you know, getting married here in Ghana, which is the knocking ceremony and everything. We talked about her surprise, you know, engagement party that she had. And we talked about the fact that, you know, she went through a bit of marriage counseling, which is common in Ghana, where you go to your church and they give you a bit of counseling about the marriage and everything else. So it was an interesting conversation that we had. It was really good to just talk to an old friend about, you know, getting married and how that has affected her now and what it's been like for her. So, yeah, it was a good episode. I hope you guys like it. So sit back, relax, and enjoy. All right. So, just want to talk about everything lead up to your marriage. So I remember last year, right? When I started this podcast. And we were talking the fact that you were actually in the relationship. And now, fast forward almost, I think, less than a year, you are now officially married.
Yes.
So the first question I want to ask is, are you surprised that you're married now? Or is this like, yeah, this was totally inevitable and this was totally expected?
I'm not surprised as much as I am tickled by the fact, like, I legitimately poke him every 5 seconds and I'm like, yo, where am I, you know? Yeah, but it's not surprising as it is an exciting, like, event, you know?
So, okay, so let me ask, so, like, how long were you guys, I guess, officially dating before you got married?
So we kind of warped everything. So we started talking December 2019. December 2019. And then by January, only a few weeks after that, we started dating. We dated, like, we did long distance from January to September. Then he came, like, well, I came to Ghana in March. Then he came to Ghana in September, so that kind of closed the distance for us. And then he proposed in November.
In November?
December.
Okay, so to me, I guess that means like that's like a whole year, like officially dating, right?
Yeah, that's like technically like a whole year. Yeah.
Okay. Like, so before that, like before you even got married, like what was the idea of you like dating somebody and then marry? Like, did you have like, okay, we need to be dating for like this number of months or years before you get married, or just like this one day, just like, hey, this works out, so let's just do it.
So before everything happened, let's say, like, even before I was, like, you know, older and wiser, you have to date for, like, at least 2 or 3 years, make sure you know that person, and then you get married, and then you're happy, and forever and ever and ever. And then I watched, was it an Emily Sande interview? This was like uni times. I watched an Emily Sande interview where she got married to her boyfriend after 10 years of dating, and then they got divorced after a year.
Wow.
So is there really a formula to this thing? So of course I'm panicking and I'm thinking, fuck, like, is, like, am I wrong? Am I right? Then cut sisters, right? My older sister dated boyfriend for like a year and then they get married and I'm like, okay. And they've been married for like 7 years now. So I'm like, okay, that. Then my second sister dates for like less than a year, they get married and they've been married for like 4 years now. And I'm thinking, huh, okay, so this should have zero formula. Like, this thing doesn't have like a clear-cut way of working. So clearly, if I'm a person and I'm feeling it, it'll happen. And then I met the person and then I was feeling it and it happened. I was like, hey, that's one way to go about it.
Yeah, because way people talk about like getting married these days, like, oh, there's a formula. Oh, you have to be going out for this long. You have to be like, okay, a year, 2 years, everything. But like, I want to know, to you guys, like, if you don't talk about that, like the whole issue of cohabiting before marriage, blah, blah, blah. But like, you guys, you didn't live together before you even like got engaged and got married, right?
No. We didn't live together.
Yeah. What do you think about that whole issue? Do you think that it might be better to live together before you get married? Or, you know, just like, it doesn't really matter. It's like you said, there's no formula.
Honestly, I think it depends. Like, I want to say that it should be done, but yes. I mean, looking at how it worked for me, like how it's working for me, how it's working for my sisters, and for people that I know, cohabitation doesn't really seem like that thing.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, if we're being honest, marriage is a compromise. Like, if you go into marriage realizing that this person that you are getting married to didn't grow up with you, doesn't know your quirks, you don't know that person's quirks, you kind of step back from your ways and try to, you know, meet in the middle.
Right.
So, I mean, like, completely, this isn't even about the two of us, but like, if you're married to, like, if you're not married to, like, let's say you, Joe, you're a neat freak and you're getting married to somebody who is a bit on the messy side, you can't tell me that all the love and all the experience that you share will legitimately become zero just because the person is not as clean as you want them to be or not as neat as you want them to be. You will make a compromise. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So cohabitation, I mean, if you do it, yay, like, yes, go for it. I'm all for you doing it. But if you don't do it, you shouldn't be shamed, you know? Like, either way, you're fine.
Yeah, makes sense. So, like, for you, like, you're not, like, dreading anything. So, you guys, right now, you're officially married, but are you currently, like, living together now?
Yeah, we are, actually. We're living together, trying to, you know, see how fun this is gonna be. Yeah, so we're living together. I always fight the urge to, you know, like, shove him under the bed. So
what?
Like, I fight the urge to throw him off the bed, specifically when we're sleeping, because he will snore. I snore too, but I hear myself, so it doesn't irritate me.
Wow.
I hear him. So that stresses me out. So, you know, I try to, you know, just nudge him a little bit, like, dang, you're snoring. Yeah, that type of thing.
So this is one of those, like, compromises, huh?
Yeah, truly. Weirdly enough, I know that it is, like, I've been in this thing not so long, but, like, when I'm kind of getting used to his snoring. So when I'm sleeping and he doesn't snore, I wake up to see if he's there.
Oh, okay.
It's kind of become white noise now. So, like, if I wake up and I don't hear him, so I'm like, did he get up and go to the bathroom? Or did he, like, you know, choke in his sleep, something? I'm just like, huh, I don't hear it anymore. Then I'm cool. Then I go back to bed.
Okay, wow, did he choke in his sleep? That's a little morbid.
My head goes from 0 to 100, like,
yeah, totally. Mm-hmm. I can totally see that. Okay, so I want to talk about the family aspect as far as their engagement with the whole getting married thing. Like, how was your family reaction or relationship with when he actually asked you to get married? And what was their involvement in the whole marriage process?
Turns out that every single person from my dad straight to all my nieces knew that he proposed. So legitimately, I was the only one who didn't know. Like his, even like his side of the family knew, like his sisters knew, his mother, his dad. So we had, because we had discussed it that we're not going to do like the whole, you know, on bended knee type shit. Like,
why are you so unromantic?
Listen, what I am is traditional. I like my culture. Okay, I like my culture very much. In my culture, when you do knocking, that is the proposal. So me, I was down.
Okay.
Like, oh, so let's do knocking. I'm like, yeah, I'm down. What date? So we spoke to our families. They're like, yes, knocking, let's go. Turns out that he had planned a whole proposal after the knocking.
There you go.
So imagine, I'm like, we've done the knocking, I'm all excited, laughing. Then his sister just walks up to me, his older sister just walks up to me, like, oh, are you going to come to the house later? I'm like, yeah, sure. She goes like, yeah, I just wanted to talk to you about something. I'm like, okay, sure, I'll be there. What time are you available? Oh, I'm available around like 5. So I'm like, okay, I'll be there soon. So of course, they go, and then I stay behind, I change. Everybody in my house is like, why are you still here? Shouldn't you be in your husband's armpits? I'm like, okay, you people. But then eventually I make my way to the house, and as soon as I come, we're like talking, he goes like, oh, my sister is waiting for you in the room. And he's just his eye. So yeah, my sister is waiting for you. I'm like, okay, sure. So I just walk up to the room, I knock, open the door, and like balloons, roses, candles. I was like, excuse, like literally the first words out of my mouth were, what the fuck?
It's a surprise proposal.
I was like, excuse me? Like, on it, there's a video. As soon as I enter, I go like, what the fuck? And then we carry on. But yeah, I mean, needless to say, at that, like, the fact that the families came together on that made me understand that, like, the families were down from the jump. Like, from day one, they were in on it and they were fine with it. So, yay.
Wow. So you has had no idea that, okay, but you were dating and it feels like, okay, you guys have lot of things in common together, you're dating for a year. Like, it just didn't cross your mind that he's going to, of course, propose eventually?
I mean, we had said we would get married. You know what I mean? Like, we had discussed it. We're like, oh yeah, we'll get married. And he goes like, yeah, we will. I'm like, all right. So are we telling, when are we involving the families? And he goes like, oh, 27th December. I'm like, all right, cool.
Wow.
So I talked to my parents about it. They're like, oh yeah, we've been seeing him around the house. You guys seem to hit it off. We always know where you are. So we're down with you bringing him and his family so that we meet up and have a sit down, blah, blah, blah. And then he did the thing. So, yeah.
You know, that it's so interesting how it's like, it's so, I guess, what's the word, procedural, like, of course, yeah, he's around, so but means you guys are going to get married. Isn't that odd? Not odd, but it feels so, of course you guys are going to get married, of course, like, duh.
I think the reason my parents did that was that I had never brought a guy home before. I mean, I shit you not, for the longest time, my parents thought I was a lesbian because I had never brought a guy home.
Oh my God, wow.
They had the whole, we love you no matter what, blah, blah, blah. I was like, wow. Okay, but like, why are we loving you no matter what? What's happening? Did I kill someone? And I was like, you never brought a boy home. I'm like, wait, are you assuming my sexuality right now? And then they're like, yeah, we're just worried, you know, like maybe you are afraid to bring someone home. I was like, oh God, no, calm down. When I find someone, I'll go. Like, when I find the person, I'll bring the person home. Let's all, you know, relax in life. So when I brought him, they kind of put two and two together and realized that, yeah, but really, like, I've dated people before and I've never ever really introduced them to my parents because I did not. That, you know, I didn't get that connection from them. And then this guy, after like 3 days, I'm like, meet my daddy, please. You know.
Okay, cool. But have you met his family or not yet?
I met his family at that point?
Yeah, like of course, during the, you know, engagement, we met them. But beforehand, you met them while you were dating?
I met them on the first day that he arrived in Ghana.
Wow.
So strange. Yeah. I told him I'd pick him up from the airport. I thought it was just like I pick you up from the airport, I drop you off, and I go home. As soon as I park the car, he goes like, get down and come and meet my parents. I'm like, dude, calm down. That's like wife shit. He goes like, your point? He's like, your point? I'm like, that's like when you want to marry a person. And he's like, well, this is where this is going. So are you down or should I be single when I get out of the car? I was like, okay.
Damn.
So yeah. I got down, came to meet his mom and his dad. Like, literally walked through the door. His mom just hugs me. I'm like, oh my God, hi. Oh. And hi, Glenn. Thank you very much. Yeah.
Wow. So, straight up, you just met the parents. The first, once you got to Ghana, bang, you met the parents.
Boom. Like, boom, pow, bang. I was done.
Interesting. That means you were, wow, from the get go, right?
Hips, so got that one down.
Oh my God. Okay, so let's talk about the whole knocking part. Like, you're basically, you said it, like, you're traditional, like, this is what I expected, like, you know, you're supposed to come with your family and everything. So did you guys go through the whole I don't know, do you guys do the whole bridal price thing or not?
So the bride price thing only happens when you're doing the traditional marriage. Okay. When you're knocking, it's basically, you know how white people go on their knees with the ring and the blah, blah, blah?
Mm-hmm.
Aunties, the knocking is essentially the whole, I want to marry your daughter thing. So it's like, he brings his family, they come and say that, oh, so by the way, our son has seen this beautiful babe, and he says he wants to marry her, so we've come to make our intentions known.
Mm-hmm.
And moving forward, like, if you see any guy in the house and that's not our son, you have the right to send him on his way because our son is the one that you should be looking at. So that's what it is.
Okay.
So that's what, so they basically just come like, oh hey, intentions, no, us, but we move.
You know, that's always been interesting to me, like, the whole family comes and says, okay, this is what we want to do. Like, I don't know, but I guess in modern times, I guess, it's more like the guy goes to the girl's family and says, I want to marry your daughter, without bringing his family first. I mean, they'll come in later, but it's kind of, yeah.
I think, well, as much as we're in, like, modern times, I like the whole modern, like, marriage type of thing, but I think that it's also super important for, like, the families to be involved. Mm-hmm. Because, for instance, if let's say families aren't involved, like his family is not involved, mm-hmm. right, and he just comes to the house and goes like, I want to marry your daughter, only one family knows, so the guy can really be being a dickhead in the background with no one to check.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, if you don't, like, I'm not saying that men need to be checked, but if you are going to make such a promise, if you're going to make such a proposal, like, you need to have some sort of witness, like, some sort of backing, you know?
Yeah. Yeah,
it's just so that men don't get mad. Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense, actually.
Yeah.
That makes sense. So, okay, so you got married, like, how, like, from what I've seen or what it's shown, is the picture seems to be more, would you say it's a more traditional marriage, or is it more, like, I don't know, it's not necessarily a white wedding you guys had, right?
I do not subscribe to that idea that a white wedding is necessary. What is necessary is a court wedding and the family one as well.
Mm-hmm.
A white wedding is just a way to burn cash and wear that you can only wear once. Like, it really no need. The dress that I wore for my signing, I can wear it to church.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't even have a fight with him. I can wear it to church. I can, if someone is getting married, I can wear that dress to the person's wedding as well. You know, I don't subscribe to white weddings, like traditional and cords, and then we're done.
That makes sense. So how, like, okay, yeah, even before leading up to the wedding, how was the planning? Because I've been in rooms where they've been planning weddings, and it can get to be a little bit, I would say, hectic or stressful. How was your, like, whole wedding planning process like?
Okay, so initially, right, the wedding was supposed to be in July, but we moved it forward because of COVID. So we actually, it was January, ending of January, right? We're just sitting down watching TV, and then Nanes address comes on TV. And he goes like, no wedding, like ceremonies, no parties, blah, blah, blah. So I just nudge him. I'm like, bro, let's shift up the wedding. Like, let's utilize the fact that they have dwindled numbers for us. Like, we are literally legally needed to lower the numbers. Because when we were looking at it, we had like 200 people, and it was not our, like, we did not even win with it. So we're like, shall we move it to March? We actually said we wanted to move it to April. And then my dad was like, why April? Move it to March. So I look at him, I'm like, March? It's like March. So the whole family just goes like, March it is. Okay. And we just picked the date. And for the planning, it was, because we had dwindled the numbers, it was just a matter of getting both families to bring enough numbers to make up the total number that we wanted. So we opted for 60. We went from 200 to 60.
Wow.
Yeah. And we did like a lot of, so we kind of planned and did a whole live streaming thing so that those that weren't around could watch it wherever they are. And we did, for the wedding favors, my mom and I like made it ourselves. Like I made the stuff, like, so it was shea butter and soaps and stuff. I made the shea butter. We got the soap from a family friend. And then my mom and I just sat down one night and packed everything. And we're done. Yeah. So it wasn't as hectic as you would think. It was just like, done, boom, boom, pow, bang, done.
Okay. Okay, so it went from 200 to 60. So how did people feel about you getting married, as far as not like coming to the wedding or whatever? Like, what was their reaction?
I mean, there were some people who were kind of upset. People who were doing the whole, why would you want to invite me virtually, blah, blah, blah. But we kind of made them understand that we're in very, very, very unique times. Like, you can't be obsessed with me for wanting to do a low-key wedding when we're in the middle of a pandemic, you know? Like, people are dying. A wedding, your access at my wedding is not fatal like that, so I calm down. So we kind of just did the whole, sorry you can't attend, we still love you, we still appreciate you, here's the link, join us online, you know? Yeah. And then we boxed on from there.
Okay. I mean, yeah, it makes sense. I mean, though, yeah, people want to come to your wedding. It's like, it's fine. It's just a wedding. It's not, you won't die. It's fine.
You never, like, it's not like after I marry you, see me again.
Exactly. Like, yeah, but even that's an interesting point, because you know how sometimes when people go into relationships and eventually marriage, the time to spend with friends, sometimes, not all the time, reduces. So I want to know, like, have you seen that, okay, even in a pandemic, that you wouldn't have time for friends now? Or for you, it's like, it's more of the same, like, you can see them whenever you want to see them?
I mean, even before the pandemic, me and my friends, we didn't, like, have, like, gab sessions every other day, you know? So it's not something that has, like, really changed. Is still regular. Like, I mean, if I want to see my friends, well, like, my closest friend is married, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, the one I would ideally leave my house to go and see is also married. So it doesn't really change anything. It's like, oh, you're married, I'm married. when we have time for each other, we'll see each other. Mm-hmm. Apart from that, those that aren't married, don't hold it against me that I want to be in my husband's armpits, because personally they too would like to be in their husband's armpits. Unfortunately, it hasn't happened yet. So like, there's no hard feelings, no side-eyeing, you know, we just understand that we're growing and that we need to, like, you know, move with the times.
Good times. Yeah. Okay, so I know it's going a bit far ahead, but during the whole dating period and everything, and eventually planning mm-hmm. on getting married, did you guys discuss like family building, or for you, it's still that let's see what happens as we go along?
That wasn't done necessarily when we're dating. It was more when we were engaged, like after the proposal, we're like, oh shit. Like, I mean, it's something that, of course, we had each expressed, like, how we view family values, etc., etc., but we hadn't, like, thought this is what we are doing, hard and fast rules. But, like, after the proposal, after the knocking and everything, we're like, okay, we actually have to buckle down and deal with this. So we spoke about the number of children that we want, how we want to raise our children, mm-hmm. how, like, we talked about finances, we talked about housing, talked about like acquiring assets together, all those things. So like, I mean, these are things that we had spoken about, like when we're dating, we were talking about it individually. Like, I knew what he wanted to do, he knew what I wanted to do.
That's cool.
But like, now that we're like, we realize that now that, okay, you've proposed, like, we are almost one, so how about we kind of stop the eyes and make it a me. We just put everything together and now we know what we want to do.
That's cool. So that means you guys talked about everything during the whole dating, courting, marriage stuff, as far as financials, everything.
I want to say everything, but like, truly, it's everything, really everything. You know what I mean? Like, thing always comes up, but like, we covered like discussion 101, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We covered all, we understood where we were at on everything. We compromised, we came to understandings, we just dealt, you know, like with everything.
Okay. And did you guys, well, not some people, not everybody goes through marriage counseling before they get married. Did you guys go through the counseling session? You did?
Yeah, my church offers Zoom and online counseling. So mm-hmm. when we told them that we were trying to get married, we actually, because we got engaged in December, so we told them we wanted to get married in January, we told them we wanted to get married, and we kind of did from February through till March. It literally ended, I think, the week of the wedding, actually. That's when counseling ended.
Oh, okay. And and how was that experience like for you, as far as counseling?
I mean, it made me understand that, like, I mean, of course, I know a church environment. Like, I've been in a church environment my whole entire life. You've seen, like, the Christian couple. They come out and they are looking all fresh and shiny.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, during counseling, they made you understand that you are essentially two different people who are trying to come together as one. You know, so you can't expect mind reading, you can't expect vibe reading, you actually have to communicate. Like, you can't just sit there and be like, you should have known, or mm-hmm. didn't you say, like, talk, use your words. So they made us understand that, like, that is how a marriage would work. Like, to be honest, any relationship would work. Like, your work relationship with your friends is all communication, and it is no different when it comes to marriage. I was like, okay. That's a nice move. So kind of took that and we're running with it now. If I encounter anything, just know that, do not be upset, just open your mouth, talk, and move.
Yeah, those are sort of sound like sage advice. It's funny that sometimes because there should be, I always think there should be relationship counseling, not only marriage counseling, because sometimes this advice is really good for actual relationships.
Yeah. I actually found out quite late, but my pastors actually like encourage that a lot. So we do a lot of these church forums and like workshops and like, you know, these little services that are centered specifically on relationships. So like on maybe one day we talk about like the romantic relationship, another time we talk about work relationship, etc. I didn't really used to pay attention to it because I was single as hell. I only paid attention to the work part. Mm-hmm. But like going, what I call one of the love relationship seminars, and I was like, oh my god, this is actually gold, you know.
Wow, yeah. You're missing out.
Was really missing out. Mm-hmm. God really just said, psych.
Mm-hmm. Okay, not to keep you too long, but let's not keep you too long. So I just want to ask, like, going forward, like, what's, like, I know you've been just married recently, not too long now, but, like, was there any, like, misconceptions about getting married or being in a marriage that you had, and after you've been married, like, has anything changed, or were those misconceptions, I guess, true in a way?
Nah, like, so, I mean, in my mind, everybody's going, like, you know, growing up, it's like, the woman serves the man type of shit.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm actually realizing that it really isn't that way. It's like, it depends on what you and your spouse want. I don't mind making him breakfast because, like, I can't watch my man starve, you know? So, yeah, I'm going to make you breakfast. I'm going to make you lunch. I'm going to make you dinner. But also, he takes over like lunch, dinner, blah 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 when I am busy. So like literally right now, I went out, when I came back I was working. He just goes like, should I make you a sandwich? And he just makes a sandwich. You know, like I didn't even say yes because I had eaten. My sister got me lunch, so I had eaten, but he just was like, well, you've gone now, you're tired. Here, have a sandwich. And I'm like, oh thanks, you know, and then I keep it stepping. I just used to think serving the man, so I was not really into like the marriage of it all. But now I'm realizing that it is what you guys make your marriage like it is. It's between the two of you. Nobody can come and say that you're doing it wrong, you know?
Right. Yeah, that's true. That's true. But so what do you think about right now, if you kind of, I don't know, I don't want to use social media as an example, but yeah, the way young people are coming up, they look at marriage in a very negative way. Like, do you think that they have it wrong? Maybe they're just looking at the negative side of marriage and not necessarily the positive side?
I think that human beings tend to do that. We tend to always pick the things that are wrong with a situation and we augment it and make it seem like that is the reason why something is not going to work. For example, let's take the COVID vaccines, right?
Mm-hmm.
Very few cases have come out negative. Like, very few cases of that have come out with, like, people being sick or people blah, blah, blah. But people have taken that negative part of it and are running with it and have decided, I'm not going to get vaccinated. Like, this is trash, is that.
Yeah.
It's kind of like the same with marriage. Yeah, there are, like, marriage is like, bad things happen, happy things happen, fun things happen, etc. But you can't just assume that because those things will happen, marriage is trashed. And then just like, marriage never in my life. It's like, you can't do that. I mean, if you want to do that, that's fine. But you also have to realize that there are good things in it. So yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I totally agree, because it's funny. It's not that I never wanted to get married, but I wouldn't say I'm changing my mind, but I as I've grown older, I've realized that getting married to somebody...
Yeah, changing your mind. Tell the truth and shame the devil.
I'm not changing my mind. I'm like, I've never really looked at marriage like, okay, I can't wait to get married. But now, like, as I'm getting older, I can see like the really good sides of getting married. Like, there's going to be negatives, of course, but I can see how, you know, being with somebody the rest of your life, how it can be really enduring, and how having a partner, you know, at your back is really cool. Because, I mean, you can have friends, you can have associates and all that, but actually getting married to somebody, saying that, as for you, I'm going to be with you for the rest of my life, I can see, yeah, that's not actually the worst thing.
Yeah, I feel you.
But yeah, but thing with me, I have to find somebody first. That's my problem.
Just say the word, Joe. Just say the word.
Say what word? You were supposed to like find me somebody, apparently, from last time we
chatted. Isn't that perfect for you as a boyfriend? I can't kill the boyfriend. I can't assassinate somebody for you, Joe.
So you can't even kidnap him, put him in a closet for a couple of days, nothing.
Listen, I would do it for you, Joe. You know I would.
Oh,
but also,
God.
Won't legitimately murder me if I touch a man.
Yeah, no worries.
You know, I find you somebody available. So either give me specs. And don't give me some specs.
I shouldn't give you what? Specs. Good specs.
I'm generic. I don't have generic friends, bro.
Hey,
I don't want funny. Or she should like to laugh. Tell me that she should have the laughter that sounds like the melodies of the wind, Charlie.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's because I got archives, B.
Wow, I got archives. Ah, I hear you. Well, we'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see. As I'm getting older, I'm realizing that maybe I do need to settle down. Been a bachelor for a long time.
So you there, tell me. Just show me when. Show me when. Oh, I got you.
Show you when. Well,
and I'll hook you up.
When we come to that bridge, we'll definitely cross it.
The bridge, no, it keeps moving, so you better.
The bridge is far. I mean, it's there, but it's far.
Build the bridge where you are, because I tire you.
It's true, actually. That's a good point. Just start building the bridge now. Oh well. Well, it's a crime. Sometimes finding somebody to date can be difficult. But hey, there's still time, yo.
That's why I got hoes in different area codes, B. Shit. Wow. Don't worry about it, sweetheart.
Okay. We will definitely have to link up after this. Oh my gosh. But yeah, but it's great. The fact that I knew you were dating somebody, knew you were seeing somebody. I remember having a conversation with you, and you were saying that you're not that lovey-dovey, da-da-da-da-da, you're still opening up emotionally, all that stuff. And now look at you, you're married. Imagine that, so quickly, so married. Left us, the rest of us in Singleville. Now you're married.
Me, I'm cheap. They just came to love me, now I'm gone.
Exactly. Somebody just came and said, I'm going to snatch you, and just like that, bang, you're gone. Hey, must be nice.
Oh, yes, dear. It is. It is indeed.
Well, I'm glad. At least the fact that you found somebody who seems to be modern and very open to discuss. I mean, it's cool. It's always cool.
Yes, it is.
All right. Anyway. I'm gonna let you go. You know, busy week for you apparently, since you're having meetings and stuff. Your husband's making you lunch and sandwiches.
Alright, Jobert.
Alright, we will talk later, and congratulations on your marriage again.
Dankeschön. Toodles.
Bye, talk later.
Bye.
Okay, and that was our episode with Ifia talking about her getting married. So thanks a lot, guys, for listening to this episode. And just a quick note, we are taking a small break, but hopefully we'll be back soon with more episodes down the line. So yeah, don't forget to like and subscribe or follow our podcast and catch up to all the other seasons or the other episodes in the first season. Some interesting conversation in there. I think you really like it. So yeah, share it to friends, family, anybody, and let us know what you think. So for now, we will see you later. Take care.